Nelson Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins Phonics says, Carol Collins Phonics says,
Marcus on to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton.
Welcome to Coin and Pod Noel, or Coin and Noel Pod Take One Part
Started
4.
Started over again. You fucked it up already. I'm just kidding. Right. Coin and Pod, Noel 1. Here we go.
Noel and Coin Cod. Welcome to Coin and Noel Pod, Take One Part 4.7.
What up? What up, listeners?
Today we're going to be getting into all things fantasy, most things unimportant, including quarterback talk, who we like in fantasy, mostly who we don't like.
Let's be clear that we're talking about fantasy sports and not like sexual fantasies.
I have to rewrite all my notes.
Oh, you did sexual fantasies?
Yeah.
I thought that was next week's
mostly part. Sexual fantasy stuff, yes.
All right. Well, we'll mix it in with some balls, footballs.
Football and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still want to hear my top porn star rankings, or I'll save it? It's fine.
Anyways,
then we'll get into some players over their fantasy careers that have seemed to just kind of fuck us. And then what to say if you want to sound smart at work, if you want to talk about fantasy. It's really not hard. Pretty easy. Okay, we're getting right into it. Going to start out with quarterbacks in the NFL that you're interested in having a beer with.
Yes, this is a topic that I was thinking about the other day because I think it's very important. I think like Colin Cowherd talks about this, about like it's important for your quarterback to be good looking. We've talked at length about your quarterback having a good name. I think that's become
a common thing for people.
It's very important. I agree with both of those things. Good looking, good name. But you also want your quarterback to be a guy that you want to hang out with, because there's certain guys that are in the league now that teammates don't seem to like very much, and vice versa. All right. I didn't necessarily rank them, but I got four guys that I listed.
I do too, kind of. I have five guys listed that I liked and a couple honorable mentions.
All right. I'm going to start with Drew Brees.
He was on my honorable mention list.
Okay.
And I almost put him in there. I wanted to put him, I almost did tiers of quarterbacks I really wanted to do. And I don't know, you can tell me if this is a hot take, but I kind of put him in the same range as like Drew Brees and Big Ben as like guys at a barbecue you'd be really interested in just sitting around and having a beer with and playing cornhole with.
Wow. I'm going to get into all of exactly what you just said. And one of the guys you mentioned is going to be mentioned by me. So Brees, though, I didn't put him in that category. I love the category aspect because I could we could do a whole podcast on this. Brees just seems like a genuinely good dude. Like, I feel like most of these guys are out of touch with reality because they're celebrities. Brees, I think, would be genuinely interested in what you had to say, and he'd just be a nice guy. So that's the main reason I picked Brees.
That's completely fair. How do you think you would handle the scar on his face? Do you go at it like the mole in Austin Powers, or you just say, holy moly, that's a mole? Or do you just kind of wash by it? Because I feel like if I'm 8 years in, I'm going to be staring directly at his scar.
Hold on. We didn't make the clarification that we're having a beer with these guys 8 beers in. That might change things. That changed my rankings a little
bit. I thought it was a given that if I'm having
just
a beer with somebody, I'm going to get to 8.
At any given point in time, you're probably 8 beers deep. Is that
pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, give me somebody on your list. Or if you got it in order, that's fine too.
Us being relatively fresh out of college, 25, 26 years old, I have number one is Baker. Baker looks like a lot of fun. I think he's just a good time. Do you see his beer chugging time at the baseball game? What a dude. Yeah, okay, he's probably a little in your face, and your guys' personalities could clash because you're such a huge douche, too. But Baker
that
and I
be
would
it.
Get along really well, I think. I think we'd have some fun.
I anticipated this, and Baker is also on my list. For guys I would not want to have.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm too far removed. Actually, you know, honestly.
You're too far removed.
My explanation.
We had a beer relax at our house 3 years ago.
I'm a puss now, so. Listen.
That's true.
I think you explained it best. I consider myself an alpha, and Baker is also an alpha, and we just, there can't be both of us at the same party, so
but I'm
out on Baker.
How are you an alpha? I'm an alpha.
I mean, let's be honest. You're not.
Well,
all right, I like that. That's all right. We can just. I'm happy that we disagree because, for the listeners, for those of you that follow us a lot and have listened to, oh wait, this is our first podcast, you know that we're probably going to agree on a lot of things, yeah. And you probably get annoyed with how much we agree with each other. So it'd be good if we disagree.
That's true.
All right, my next on the list, I'm interested to hear what you think of this one. My guy, Phil Rivers.
See, I feel like you just picked Breeze and Rivers and they're the same person.
Okay, but maybe there's a type I'm looking
for. Also, hold on a second. So you're having a beer with Phil Rivers. You just have 8 fucking kids running around the entire time? That sounds terrible.
Well, come on. We don't have... Maybe he got a sitter. I don't know.
That's an expensive sitter. I highly doubt that.
He got a few sitters.
No, you're over at his house, like in his backyard or his patio, and he's just yelling at his kids the entire time. So I imagine what it's like being
this
at his
is
house.
You're coming up with scenarios that I didn't understand that had to be part of this.
Why can't he come to my house?
You can't the wife's watching
Phil Rivers.
The
it's the whole thing.
His kids don't come to every football
You think
practice.
He'd be that fun to hang out with? I don't.
I think he would not let the conversation die. Like, there are guys, like, we're assuming we don't have prior, relationship, so we're, like, meeting each other, and there's maybe a couple guys, and it's not, like, the most, tight-knit group. He's a guy that I think would continue to talk and continue to keep the ball rolling and just keep it a positive attitude. He's kind of goofy. I don't know. I would enjoy having a beer with Rivers. But it's fair that Breeze and Rivers are similar. I may have learned something about myself. I was leaning towards, like, the old white quarterbacks. And
I had to get away from this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I hope I am not learning something about myself. But
yeah. You're
let's
an old
leave
white
it
person.
That.
Yeah.
what you got?
We definitely went in different directions. So for number two, I did have Big Ben. But in that vein, just because I think I would definitely put Big Ben above both Breeze and Rivers as in terms of guys. I'm like, Big Ben's on my cornhole team. We're about to rock this tournament. He's definitely in jean shorts and a tank top and a backwards fitted cap. He looks kind of like a douche, but I'm enjoying myself.
That is so incredible because two things. Number one, I think Big Ben might be my one or two guy too. Mine aren't necessarily in order. So we are in the same page with Big Ben, but I didn't pick Big Ben for that reason. I picked Big Ben because I think he's more of like your uncle who like tells like the inappropriate jokes. Who would like just be funny to have around. But there is a guy who I would describe if you hadn't put a name on it and just said the guy or the description you had of Big Ben, I have a different guy who's my other guy in my top four who I thought would be that.
Wait, can I think for a second? And you're thinking of a guy in jean shorts, tank, backwards fitted hat?
No, but
not gonna get this.
He's at the bonfire. He'd want to play cornhole. He'd want to play the games, be competitive at the games. Honestly, though, here's the difference. He's wearing a Fox Racing hat.
Okay.
And a black t-shirt that's a little too tight. He's probably wearing Wranglers, and I don't know if he does cowboy boots. Probably cowboy. Nah, I don't think he does cowboy boots.
Is it Carson Wentz?
No.
All right,
it's
go on.
Derek Carr.
Oh, man, I would not like to hang out with Derek Carr.
Listen, my initial reaction was no on Derek Carr, and the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I think I would like to have a beer with him. So okay. I just view him as what you view Big Ben as. So.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
All right, so that was my four guys. I had Breeze, Rivers,
Derek
Carr, and
Big Ben. I
have
a couple more I want to mention.
Yeah, I want to hear yours.
I made Goff and Bortles a combo because they're a quarterback, like, because they're quarterback and backup, so I counted them as one. Seemed like a good time.
Wait, Bortles is on the Rams?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then I had Mahomes fifth because I feel like beer by beer, his froggy voice would get really funny.
Oh, okay. All right. It's for making fun of him. Okay,
yeah,
that makes
sense. Do you want to get to some guys that you... I noticed that we both left a certain name off this list. And I want to go honorable mention. Kirky. Obviously, he would have won. It was unfair to pick him.
Kirky, I looked at him. I looked at his name. It just didn't do anything.
No.
You know? Makes my wiener go, meh. Yeah. I'm going to take that out of the pot.
No, you can't. You have to leave it.
All right. I'll leave it. Kirky was just a middle-of-the-road guy for me. Mm. All right. I'll start with the first guy that I came up with, other than Baker, that I don't really want to hang out with, who I think is going to be on your list as well. I'm pretty positive.
I bet he was in last place.
Is it Russell Wilson?
It is Russell Wilson. He ranked 32nd out of the 32 starting quarterbacks.
The guy just, he seems like he always would be trying too hard to, like, laugh at the jokes and, like, just really be buddy-buddy with everybody. Like, doing a lot of, like, high-fiving, like, dapping.
Oh,
like,
nice. Oh, sick. Nice, man. That's
sweet. Yeah, nice, oh, man. Nice. That's sick. Yeah, we just tight. We just tight. So, actually, that would be it. Somebody would light up a J, and he obviously wouldn't partake, but he'd be like, yo, that's tight.
I'm actually going to get out of here now. I'm like, Russell, you didn't even take a sip of your beer. He's like, oh, I don't really drink. And then the whole time he's kind of judging you for how fast you're drinking your beer. And
right.
All you're thinking exactly. is, what the fuck? Why is this guy here?
He's texting his girlfriend like, yeah, these guys are so drunk.
Like, and then you're like, look over at Marshawn Lynch. You're like, why did you bring Russell Wilson here?
And he just like, gives I'm us. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
He's stoned out of his mind and he has no idea. He's like, I forgot.
He's the one lighting up the J.
Yeah. That's yes. I also had Rodgers on my list.
So did I.
Yeah.
I mean, this. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
This is probably a media thing. Well, I mean, it's probably true, but the media kind of has portrayed him as none of his teammates really like him. Doesn't seem like he has any friends. He's kind of awkward. You can tell he kind of thinks he's the shit, but he wants to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely tell he, in interviews and stuff, he thinks he's really, really intelligent and likes to put it in your face. And that's kind of my shtick, so that wouldn't work with...
Oh, so this is like a Baker thing and a Coyne and Rodgers thing. Right.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I think the talent gap between you two is larger than Baker and myself.
Thank you, I mean that. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I really mean that. That means a lot to me. Okay. That you think that I'm that much better than him. I also have Mitchie Biscuits on my list.
Interesting. I could see that. Yeah.
He seems like the guy at college parties who would go and get really drunk and then be in the corner and then he's talking to you for a minute and then slides in your girlfriend's DMs on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I could see that.
I stereotyped every single person before I decided if I want to have a beer with them.
That's kind of the exercise.
That's true.
Yeah. I only have one more name.
Okay.
Famous Jameis Winston.
No thanks. On the no? Yeah. I think I'd actually be okay.
You have
okay
him on the
with,
yes?
I don't have him anywhere. I forgot he was in the league, to be honest with you.
He just seems so dumb. I just... This is not me being like a bad guy. Look at all the things he's done, like the all the stuff he did in college and the Uber driver thing, and like it's just one thing after another.
What was the Uber
driver? He like got sued for like feeling up an Uber driver or something like that. Am I making that up? I'm pretty sure that
I don't remember that at all. But okay, wow. I'm into that. Did you think about Brady at all? I want to just get to it.
I didn't think too much about it. I just think he'd probably be cool. But
it pained me to say it, but I totally agree. I want him to be thinking, no way I'm having a beer with Brady, but he's pretty cool.
I'd probably put him top half, but probably not top 10, to be honest.
12.
Probably 12, yeah.
12th is fair.
He's not a fair ranking. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
We give you the knowledge here at the Coyne and Knoll Pod.
The Coyne and Knoll Pod. And now for a break from our sponsor, Burt's Bees.
Ah, Burt's Bees.
Are your lips chapped? Chapstick them.
Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees. All right, now for some actual fantasy insight, stuff nobody wants to hear. Do you have anybody you're really high on going to this year, or any offenses in particular you're really interested in?
Staying in the Chicago area... David Montgomery, running back for the Chicago Bears. He's a rookie, if you even don't know who he is.
I don't know who David Montgomery
is.
Is that the dude from Stanford?
He is from Iowa State.
So not Stanford.
Hold on. Let me check my notes to see if Iowa State and Stanford are the same school. No, not Stanford. So... I don't really watch college football, but for some reason I remember watching him, and he was probably playing some crappy Big 12 defense, but he was just bowling dudes over. This was like 2 years ago, And I remember thinking to myself, this dude is going to be a beast. And now he's probably going to be the starter for the Bears. They drafted him in the second, third round, I think. And he's been balling out. He balled out the first preseason game. And I just think he's going to be a baller. Baller is to it. And so, I mean, I'd put him in my top, like, 17 running backs probably, somewhere in there. I think he's ranked, like, 25th or something like that. Okay. But I think he could be a top 10 guy for sure.
I like that. I did the same thing as you, but I did want to start with a guy that is ranked really high. Just there was a lot of debate at the top between Saquon, McCaffrey, and Zeke. And it seems to be everybody's really high on Saquon. I personally am not. I put McCaffrey at the top of the list, especially because I don't know what's going on with Zeke this year. Is he going to miss a few games holding out contract or whatever? McCaffrey's going to get so many touches. I really think this is going to be a bounce back year for the Panthers. I like what the receiving corps is doing. It's young. They also have, what's their young receiver's name?
DJ Moore?
Yes, DJ Moore. I really like him. I think he's going to break out a little bit. I think that whole offense, there's probably three or four players you'd be pretty all right starting every week. And I think that he's going to rise to the top and be the number one fantasy player this year.
I like that. I'm a big fan of McCaffrey.
Me too.
My next player that I'm really high on, DJ Moore of the Carolina Panthers. He's on my list. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
The biggest reason is, I mean, he is going to be their number one guy, and he was the first-round draft pick last year. But he, when I watch him, if I'm rooting for the Panthers, like if we bet on them, every time they throw it to him, I'm like happy. I'm like, yes, that it feels right. It feels like we have the best opportunity when he's doing it. And when I'm rooting against them, like if they're playing a team I bet on, I don't want them to throw to DJ Moore. Like, I just found myself thinking, like, please don't throw to him because I'm worried that he's going to make a play. Like, he didn't do a ton in his rookie year, but he showed flashes of, like, you know, that quickness. And so I think he's going to be big for sure.
I completely agree. When I watched them, the few times that I did, it felt like he was running the right routes, making the right plays, getting open, and it was more that Cam had a down year than anything. And that was the only reason he wasn't breaking out more. And yep. With Greg Olsen's health up in the air again, I mean, he's just going to become a pretty integral part of the offense, I'm sure.
Yep, totally agree.
In a completely non-homer pick, I pick Julio Jones to really go off this year.
So much for staying away from guys at the top.
Okay, I pick two. Get off my ass. Now that Steve Sarkisian's dipshit ass is out of Atlanta, I really think that the Falcons' offense is going to go off again, and I have pretty high hopes for this entire year, but I think that he's going to score early and often, and I think they're going to do a lot to really try to get him the ball and force it to him early. I wouldn't be surprised if Julio came out with multiple straight 100-yard games with touchdowns.
I have an interesting prop bet I'd like to propose to you.
Okay. I'm interested.
Who scores more in 2019? Julio Jones or Elvis Coyne?
To be clear, we're scoring is the sex
for you. We're not talking about how many times Julio Jones has sex.
Okay,
we're talking about Julio Jones TDs versus times Elvis Coyne has sexual intercourse.
Is this with multiple? Like, does it have to be separate women or
total? No, total.
I don't think it makes a difference, honestly. it's going to be Julio.
So what is the line? Is it like Julio minus 5? Minus 12?
12 is too high.
Julio, well, let's start with this. How many TDs does Julio have?
Julio's going to score 13 this year.
Whew. All right. It's a lot.
Let's do Julio minus 7.5.
All right, I'm taking 7.5. That's tough. I'm taking Julio. Yeah, good call.
Good call.
Good call.
My next pick is a rookie receiver out of Arizona State, one of the dumbest names in the league, N'Keal Harry. N'Keal, really dumb, great player. And he's going to be the most explosive player on the Patriots offense. If Tom has anything left, give it to him.
Oh, man. All right. I have one more guy. This is a guy that I've always hated in fantasy football and just in general never thought he was any good, but I'm changing my mind on him this year. Mark Ingram.
Ooh.
I still don't think he's that good of a running back.
You hate Mark Ingram.
I just always have. Listen, it goes back to his Alabama days when he stole the Heisman Trophy from Toby Gerhart.
He stole it.
Touchdown Toby deserved that Heisman Trophy. So,
that's fair. I agree.
Ever since then, I've hated him. But I think now Baltimore is going to run so much. They're just going to run. And he is by far the guy. I mean, they have, I don't even know, they have a rookie named like Hill, I think. And then they have Gus Edwards, because that sounds like a good
football
player.
You don't think Alex Collins is going to get it done over Mark Ingram?
Yeah,
Mark
two guys named Alex Collins and Gus Edwards. Those sound like the least athletic names in the world.
Mark Ingram is somewhere between 2 and 10 times better than Alex Collins as a running back name.
I couldn't agree more. And yet, Mark Ingram, as it stands on ESPN, is ranked as the number 23 running back.
Ooh.
I think he's going to be better than that. So those are the guys I like.
I also have a fourth pick, and it's also a running back, and it is Tevin Coleman on the San Francisco 49ers. Tevin Coleman reunited with Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, when Matty Ice won his MVP and the Falcons' offense was unstoppable, he was the ideal 2019 running back. I mean, he was catching everything out of the backfield, and he was great hitting outside. And in an explosive offense with a dynamic tight end, I think that they get a lot of open looks working those two players off of outside linebackers, and they're going to be open, score a lot of points.
What's a good play that they could run with those two that that we ran at Carroll College that would be effective?
The Y divide and the F flat Y divide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't remember any plays. And it's weird because I played so
sometimes
much.
I just go right. Sometimes I just write plays and I'll email them to Hallett.
Wait, doesn't he work at a bank now?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Hey, if you're listening, Coach Hallett.
Fuck seriously, you. Fuck you. I never thought any of your jokes were funny.
Dongers. So do you have any more guys you're high on?
Nope, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Now, guys, that I'm, as we like to say in the fantasy football community, fading. That's what they say.
I'm fading these guys.
First up, Le'Veon Bell. He's probably really good, but I don't know. I don't trust the Jets. I don't trust a guy that hasn't played in a year. And I just, so what is he? Like, right now, he's ranked as a number 5 running back over David Johnson. I wouldn't take him over David Johnson. Todd Gurley, I get that there's a lot of people scared about his knee and all that stuff, but I'd still take him over Le'Veon. I'd take Melvin Gordon. I'd take Joe Mixon. I'd take James Conner. I mean, I would... He might not even be top 10 running back for me. Yeah, James Conner should be higher.
I agree.
I mean, unless you're playing PPR, which I don't prefer. Understandably, James Conner probably won't have as many catches as Bell, but because Darnold will probably look for him a lot with his dump downs and stuff. But I just don't like Le'Veon.
Probably will look for him a lot with his dump truck head. That guy's got a freaking dome on him, dude. I also am quote unquote fading Le'Veon this year.
I don't have
much faith in the Jets offense.
No.
Similar arguments all around too, but for Saquon for me. I think that the Giants are going to see probably 9 guys in the box all year. I don't know. They can try to run against it, and I don't know if their team's going to suck and they're going to bench Eli halfway through and play. I don't even know what the other guy's name is. Do you? Who cares? Good.
Jalen Fow, I think.
Yes, Jalen Fow, the quarterback. Then people are just going to stack the box against him, and I don't see that the Giants are going to want to run their best player by far into a brick wall all season. They'll probably shut him down like week 9. So
I totally fade Saquon. Can get behind that. Yep.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I'd be nervous to. I agree. I wouldn't take him 1. I think I'd take him. I'd probably take him 5. I'd probably take. I really like David Johnson. I'd probably take David Johnson over him. So
that should come with a caveat for probably both of those picks. Like that being said, of course, if he's there at 8 or 9, I'm going to draft Saquon.
Yeah,
or whatever. If he's there at 6, 7, yeah, of course I am. I'm not an idiot.
You just take, yeah, taking him at 1 is...
But I think that the scenario where they shut him down because their box is getting loaded and their team sucks is just as likely as him rushing for 1,600 yards.
Yes. Next guy I got is a guy by the name of Josh Jacobs. I don't know who it is. I've never heard of him. I'm pretty sure he's not a real human being. So I don't understand how he could be the 17th best running back in the league. So I'm fading Josh Jacobs.
I really don't know who that is. Oh, Raiders. Oh, he's from Alabama. Okay, yeah, that's right.
Listen, we have the knowledge here at Coin and Pod Noel. But I don't know who the fuck Josh Jacobs is, so I will not be drafting him in fantasy football.
No. Raiders offense, very exciting. With, oh my, I was hoping that you had watched some of Hard Knocks just because, so during their game the other day, one of their rookie defensive ends got hurt, and Gruden had the exact same face that Deese was at, where he looked like he was so pissed off at the player for getting hurt. I was thinking, oh my God, this is awful. I remember what this was like. It's miserable. This guy's just screaming at you, telling you're an idiot for getting hurt. Whew. God.
Yeah. I could see there's probably a lot of Deist in Gruden.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that they let the team look at it and they can edit it before they send it out. And it's been a lot of them cutting out a bunch of stuff because Gruden is just swearing nonstop.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about that offense going forward. I don't think that Gruden trusts Derek Carr. And also, rewind again, did you see that his son's name is Decker? But it's just the K and the R are switched. It's like Derek, but Decker. It's like Deeker.
Carr?
Yeah.
D-E-K-E-R?
Yeah. Derek and Deeker.
That sucks.
It's good.
You know what? I don't want to have a beer with you anymore, Derek.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
All name right. your son a real name, and then I'll have a beer with you.
Yeah, coming from a guy named what Elvis.
I better look up Phil Rivers' kids' names just to be sure.
Oh, please, yeah, read them off.
All right, while I'm looking, tell me another player that you. All right, are
I'm also fading Aaron Jones. I don't like running backs in a Green Bay system. I don't think Rodgers likes him. I don't think he trusts him. And I don't think that they're going to get enough touches to matter at all during the year. I think that Green Bay running backs are becoming the new New England running backs, to where you can't really tell from week to week which one's going to be the one to gonna be the bell cow back.
Okay. I agree that I could see that becoming a big issue. I mean, that would be definitely the hesitation with him. Kind of like Aaron Jones. I don't know where I would draft him. I agree. He's one of those guys that you get tantalized by his talent, but it's all about the usage that the coach decides. All right. I'm going to tell you Philip Rivers' kids' names. I don't know.
Is there 8 or 9?
How much time do we have? Do we have 20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. There are 9 of them.
Oh, my God. That's way too many kids, man.
I wish I knew what was the oldest. I can't find like them in order because I want to read them like in order of that he had them, but I'll just read them.
To see if they get like dumber or better as he goes on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. The first one on the list is Gunner.
Ah, that makes so much sense. He's so Southern. I was going to bring up when you were talking about the beer thing. Anyways, go on. Sorry. I'll interrupt you.
No, you're fine. No, it's fine. Gunner Rivers is a pretty good quarterback name.
That's a pretty good quarterback name.
All right, good.
That's a very Montana quarterback name.
And then as far as I can tell, that was his firstborn, and then he had 7 daughters in a row.
Shit.
So here go the daughters' names.
Oh, my God.
Rebecca Rivers. That sounds like a children's book character, but it's a pretty normal name. Pretty much anything with Rivers sounds good. Then there's Halle, I think, as in Halle Berry. H-A-L-L-E.
Okay. Halle Berry. Hallelujah. Halle okay. Rivers. That's not bad. I'm fine with that.
Halle Rivers. Okay. Claire, but spelled without the I. So it's C-L-A-R-E.
That's a no for me. It's getting worse. Put the eye in there. You're going to need the eye. It's important.
What do you call a Claire with no eyes?
Claire.
Inside joke. Love it. All right. We're getting back on track with Anna Rivers.
One N, two N's?
Two N's.
Okay.
I think one N goes Anna, right? Or is it still I don't know. Some people go Anna, I think.
Yeah.
But those people are dumb.
True.
Caroline.
That's pretty good. That's a good southern name. I like that. I like the
Caroline
name
Caroline Rivers.
Yeah.
That sounds like a geographical feature more than anything. But I guess every river is a geographical feature. Grace Rivers.
Grace Rivers. Doing a little sounds too like much. Rain it back.
Sounds like a hymn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, for some reason, they went three names for this one. Sarah Catherine Rivers. I don't know. Listen, maybe Google's just given me your middle name. I can't be sure.
Maybe
I
Google really was tired of listing the last two. And it's like we're just doing them both together.
I really hope they don't call her Sarah Catherine. Like, that would be exhausting.
SK.
It's a C.
Sarah Cat. Care Cat. Car Cat?
Sarah Cat.
Wait, Sarah with a C. Oh, okay. Wait.
Yeah.
Catherine with a C or Sarah with a C?
Sarah with a C? Oh, that would be horrible. No. Sarah with an S. Catherine okay. with a C.
Okay.
Sarah Catherine Rivers.
Okay.
And finally, the baby boy. I'm making this up. I don't know what their ages are. But the boy is Peter Rivers.
That's not that bad. Name. I mean, he really could have gone off track there. That's not bad.
I'll tell you what.
We do have time.
All nine of those.
Yeah.
All nine of those are better than Decker. All right, let's get back on track.
Yeah, I don't think we have time for you to read off all of Antonio Cromartie's kids' names, so we're not going to go there.
All right, that's next pod.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Next category.
Now I want to jump into over their fantasy career or over our fantasy careers. Do you have any players that you really feel like have just kind of fucked you?
I'm glad you asked.
Or just one year that they were supposed to be really good. Anything.
I'm glad you asked. The first guy that came to mind when you brought this exercise up was a guy named Carlos Hyde. This is a guy, his rookie year with the Niners, that when I watched him, maybe I'm a really bad talent scout, talent evaluator, that could be. I thought he looked really good, and I always felt like, oh, if he got better blocking or if he had a better offense, this guy could be like one of the best running backs in the league. So I always took him, like probably too high in fantasy. And he never really did much. He had some like decent years, but he always disappointed. So that was the first guy that just always like, gah, I thought he could be great, and he's really screwed me.
That's fair. I feel like I have a different relationship with Carlos Hyde just because I think I got him a couple years ago, right before he got traded, and he was really good. Remember that? And then yeah. I ended up trading him when he got traded, and he was shitty again, but I got really good return on him. It was nice.
Mm.
So thank you,
see,
Carlos Hyde.
It's all about timing. Timing is everything.
My guy is, for the last 3 years, Marcus Mariota. What the fuck have you been doing? I just been really high telling everybody how good I thought he was going to be this entire time, and then he comes out and he just shits in my hand every year. It really sucks. Figuratively, I want to make sure everybody knows that. He's not actually shitting in my hand.
Oh, man. It's like he had a good season, but he came over to my house and shit into my hand, so like, I'm fading him this year.
Like, I actually really like him as a football player, but...
But as a guy...
He shit in my hand one time, and it was pretty fucked up. All right.
Honorable mention real quick is my guy RG3, but that goes a lot...
Does that hurt
goes
to
a
say?
Lot deeper.
Does that hurt to say?
Listen, he was the best player in fantasy football as a rookie. That's statistical. That's not my opinion.
He was number one.
He was a number one. I remember
over the course of him playing, he was number one.
Yeah, exactly. And so I literally took him every year after that. Now, granted, sometimes it was like maybe as my backup, but I always held out hope. And it's just a sad tale for a Redskins fan.
It is a sad tale. But he did give way to Kirky when he got hurt. So
that's true. Those were a magical.
Bless up RG3.
Year and a half.
Mine is Shane Vereen / any Patriots running back. No matter what, I seem to pick wrong, and it fucking killed me every single year. Going into the playoffs, I'm like, oh, this will be sweet. My third running back will be Shane Vereen or Deion Lewis or even LeGarrette Blount, who would be good for weeks 8 through 13 and then decide to shit on me during the playoffs. I'm using a lot of shit talk. I need to reel it back in. but I never picked the Patriots running backs right, and it freaking killed me.
I'm starting to think we're getting into the sexual fantasies with you talking about getting shit on all the time.
It's actually, the lists have merged at this point.
Yeah. My fantasy is for LeGarrette Blount to shit on my head. And, all right. Other guy I have here is a running back by the name of Fred Jackson. Do you remember Fred Jackson?
Oh, do I remember? Fred Jackson of the Buffalo Bills?
I was 1,000,000% convinced that Fred Jackson was and was going to be better than Marshawn Lynch because they were both on the Bills, and I always thought when Fred Jackson went in, he would do better. And it's probably because the defenses didn't give two shits about Fred Jackson, and he probably had like a better yards per carry. Of course, Marshawn went on to be awesome, and Fred Jackson, I always drafted him. I was like, he's going to be my starter. He's going to be awesome. He never was. He was always fine. But not in fantasy. He was trash.
I remember that he would come in. He'd probably get, what, 7-8 carries a game. And it seemed like every 3 games he would come in and get a 25-28-yard run for a touchdown. And everybody's like, oh, Fred Jackson, don't be sleeping on him. And he would just – it would never be more than that. He would get 9 points, and that would be it.
Yep. That's my life.
Yeah. Mine – so the player for me – this is my final one. The player for me that sparked this entire thought process – was motherfucking Dwayne Bowe.
No!
Oh, my God. I drafted him. I must have drafted him when I first started playing fantasy. I was probably in 8th grade. And then I must have drafted him the first time, 2009 or something like that, and he was okay. And then the next year, 2010, he scored 15 touchdowns and had 1,200 yards. And then everybody was high on him. And for the next 3 years, I drafted him in probably the 2nd or 3rd round and was – just thinking, oh, just my fantasy team would be great when Dwayne Bowe breaks out. He's playing with freaking Trent Green behind the helm. And after that 15 touchdowns in 2010, he never caught more than 5, and he was out of the league in 5 years.
I'd be willing to bet if we asked like 1,000,000 people who their fantasy, kryptonite was, a lot of people would say Dwayne Bowe. That's a great one.
Yeah, I know.
He was just always the hype machine, and it just never panned out.
God, he freaking killed me. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just... Freaking Dwayne Bowe, man. He's always wearing that goddamn cold gear, the white Under Armour cold gear, too.
It was a little
It's
saggy.
Ingrained in my brain, yes.
No, not quite like Kirk Cousins' cotton sleeves, but...
Cotton sleeves, my boy.
Cotton sleeves would be a good name of a character in a sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little white receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible. What's the name of the one in Varsity Blues?
Billy Bob?
The little white receiver.
Oh, Tweeter? Tweeter's a great football character.
Tweeter could have been named Cotton Sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty good. Is it better than Tweeter? No.
It's not. So we should write a football movie and put Cotton Sleeves in there.
Okay, I'm into that.
All right.
Is it a high school football movie?
Is there any other?
Is it Class B Montana high school football movie?
High school football was sick. State champs 2010.
That was pretty good. All right. That's all I have there.
Should we have another sponsor?
Yeah. Do a sponsor.
All right. Coin and Pod Noel is brought to you by Rogaine.
Okay. I disagree. Fuck Rogaine. It didn't work. I'm bald as shit now. If anything, it made my hair worse. Fuck you, Rogaine.
That was our ad for Rogaine. Were you reading off a script or were you freelancing?
That was a really personal story. all right. So, and wrapping up, we're getting into things to say if you want to sound smart about fantasy at work. It's really not hard. Pretty much anything, anybody will believe anybody or anything that you say as long as you say it confidently.
Give me some examples, Coin.
All right. So I like to imagine that it's a real office space situation, and you walk up to that, you know, the boss that's holding the coffee mug, and he goes, yeah. So it's kind of that scenario. But you walk up, and all you have to say is anything about a running back having a really good matchup that week because the other defense is soft inside, nobody will fact check you. Nobody at all. Nobody. Mm.
Yes, and using the term soft inside is playing along with our sexual fantasy.
The whole sexual fantasy thing. Again, the lists are really merged together.
I really like that. Some of my ways to sound smart are a little more general in some ways. Like, there's some kind of keywords you could say, or catchphrases. Like, if you talk about a player's offense or coach and you use words like scheme or system,
that's really good,
or concepts, mm-hmm. or even if you name drop the coach, like if you're talking about some guy named Josh Jacobs, who apparently is an NFL player, mm-hmm. and you say, oh yeah, Gruden's really looking to run the ball this week, everyone's like, oh, you, this guy knows the coach, he must know a lot about football.
That's very, very true.
Mm. So that's
that's kind of the same with like you're saying, buzzwords, keywords. If you can name one defense, the defense does not have to play that at all.
Yes.
If you say, oh, their cover two look is going to be real trouble for the quarterback this week, everybody's like, oh, okay, wow.
That might be the number one tip. I'd put that at the top of the list. Okay. Like, name a defense, and people just nod like, oh, I didn't think of that.
And if you can't think of a defense on the spot, if you say cover and then pretty much any single digit number, you're going to be good to go. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to explain it at all. Or you can explain it wrong, even better. It'd be funny.
You can honestly probably just say any bird of prey and they would think that's a defense. Like, oh, yeah, they're playing eagle.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing falcon this week.
Exactly. Yeah, if you say falcon, they would definitely think you're legit.
I also think, this kind of goes hand in hand, but, just talk about, this is more like preseason, like who you're going to draft stuff, but you talk about the schedule of that player or the team, and you don't even have to, again, you don't have to know this. You can just say if somebody's hyping up a player and they're like, oh, I'm going to draft Saquon first. You could say he's got a pretty tough schedule this year. I don't know. And they're not going to say, no, he doesn't. They're going to say, oh, that's true, but I think he can, you know what I mean?
Ah, so if you, like, want to get a player in the draft and you want to talk somebody out of it, smart, smart, smart. I like that.
Yeah.
Talk about matchups and schedule. Okay.
Matchups. Yeah, again, they don't have to. And not only that, even if you know, how their schedule is, the thing about easy schedules and tough schedules and fantasy especially is so unpredictable. Like, the best defense in the league one year could go to the worst defense in the league. Like, it flips that quick. So even if you know what you're talking about, you can be totally wrong. So
Another one I like is to say, from what I saw last week, so people think that you were definitely watching all the football, you could say, from what I saw last week, the safeties were really aggressive, so they're prone to deep shots, or like that the receiver is going to get a deep touchdown this week.
Yeah. It's funny because then you added, like, I agree with that. And then you added some actual phrases that, like, make you sound smart about football. You could say, from what I saw last week, the guy back there was good, and the guy in front of him wasn't so good. And he still sounds smart for saying, I saw it last week.
You don't really need to know any of it. It's just saying, from what I saw last week.
Yeah.
It's a qualifier. It's a qualifier. That's all people really want to hear.
Bingo.
It's like on Twitter when people say, you know, as a Republican, I actually like this candidate. Oh, my God. Or my least... Twitter qualifiers are probably my least favorite thing in the entire world. When,
like,
people say,
as a blank.
Yeah, as a Giants fan, even I can respect this about, like, a player on the Redskins, like, donating to cancer research. Cool, dude. I'm glad that you could put aside your fandom for 1 second to say good job to this guy for donating $2 million.
As a Chiefs fan, even I am against beating women.
Oh, right. It's so stupid.
The other,
What else do I have about... All right, so then the other thing would be just talking about your overall strategy for your fantasy team rather than hyping up individual players. I think it makes you sound smarter. So instead of saying, I really like this player, that player, that player, because you're just naming dudes that everybody knows they're named, you say, well, quarterback is really deep this year, so I'm going to wait on a quarterback. That sounds a lot smarter than saying, you know, I like Tom Brady, you know.
How would you say it, though?
Sorry. I like Tom Brady.
I hope nobody at my fantasy drafts say that.
Maybe
or
Danger
else, or else I'll be just going to say that. Damn it. I'll take Packers defense number one overall, please. yeah, I agree with that. If you just say any kind of strategy for drafting is pretty good. People think you actually know what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, I would say just be conscious of later on in the week when your fantasy team wins or loses, don't go into the details on every single player on your team. Say, I had a really good week out of my backs, and you'd be good to go. I don't want to hear about how every player got you 12 or 17 or 23 or 16 or...
That goes into stuff that we could vent on for hours about, just like, there's almost nothing that I care about. Like, my biggest pet peeve... Actually, my number one pet peeve, I think, about fantasy is not just when someone says, oh, I have him in fantasy. That's fine. When someone says, I have him in one of my leagues... That drives me batshit crazy. I don't care. First of all, I don't give a shit that you're in multiple fantasy leagues. Second of all, if you have a player in one of your many fantasy leagues, that doesn't make you smart at football. It means you got fucking lucky on one of your four teams. Congrats, man. Are you bragging about that? God, I'm getting pissed just thinking about it.
I really enjoy that you're getting pissed about it. Also, I would like to say... If you're watching football with your friends, Graham, and you're watching just the fantasy line, don't read out the fucking scores before they happen on TV. God damn it.
We should probably do a podcast about, like, yeah, rules of watching sports.
I could go for days. Yeah. For days.
This is good. I think we're out of time, though.
Okay, good. Do you want to record names, or do you want to just talk about them after?
We'll just talk about them. On our next pod, we might have a... We probably won't.
Might have a name nailed down. I feel like we should. We're like 3 weeks away from the season.
The front runner right now, though, is the Coin and Pod Noel.
Coin and Pod Noel is pretty good. All right. Well, this has been Coin and Pod Noel. Thanks for joining. And we'll see you next time.
Don't flush.
What?